Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. May I assist you?
Yes, I am calling. I had a stovetop put in last week, and it is now I've smelt like it smelt like something, it smelled like wires burning. And so I looked up under the cabinet and nothing under there is burning, but the middle of my cooktop, I turned all the power off to the stove and to the cooktop and to my oven. But the middle of my cooktop, where there is no burner, is quite warm.
Yes, ma'am, that
Very
don't
warm.
sound good. Okay, so you say
No,
you
it
turn
doesn't.
off all the power to.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I turned off the power because I didn't want to burn my house down.
Right, let's take care of that part first. We're gonna turn off all power. Then we're
Yes.
gonna get you set up for a service call so we can get this taken care of, because
Thank you so much. Yeah, that scared me. It smelled like under the cabinet, it smelled, well, when I went to the stovetop, I was cooking on one of them, but right in the middle, nothing was being cooked, and it's still warm. It's
Oh
not
yeah.
hot, but it's still warm.
Yeah, we gonna leave that bad boy alone for now.
Yes.
We put him off, like I say, we gonna go on and get this done. One moment.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I
You're
waited
quite
so long
welcome.
to get it, and now I don't I it's scary.
Right,
Electricity
very
is scary.
scary.
And I was going to touch the wires underneath, but I mean the big cord, but I
No,
did
we
not
ain't
because
touching nothing.
yeah, that's
We
that.
we ain't doing it.
Thank you
We
very much. I do not
ain't
want
gonna
to.
touch nothing. We're just not gonna do it.
I the whole bottom fell out of my other cooktop. They said they had never seen that before. But with this new one, I don't like the smell of that. It smells like wire. You know how wires smell when they're burning?
Right.
That's exactly what it smelled like.
Oh yeah,
It,
we.
it does smell better now that I've turned it off. I still smell a little bit, but it probably is just going to be there for.
Right. We'll get it taken care of. Get you a
Thank
service
you.
call set up so we won't have to be bothered with that.
No, I don't want my house to burn down.
No, ma'am.
We've already had two fires in this neighborhood, two houses. Yes. I do not want to be the third.
No, ma'am. What I'm
Are you
doing
still eating,
is
Bubby?
copying
Yes,
your
you are. Good
information
boy.
over.
Okay. I mean, will that be pretty quick?
Yes, ma'am. Being the type of issue you're having, yes, ma'am. This is going to be very, very quick.
Okay. And I'm just going to leave the breakers off.
Yes, ma'am. Leave everything off.
Yes. Well, my kitchen lights aren't, but the stove and the, yeah. The things that are hooked up to that, yes. We're smart enough to do that when the bottom fell out.
Yes, ma'am. We ain't taking no chances.
I hear you. Uh-huh. You need a big old mess, buddy boy.
So we got Nancy Marilyn at 117 Watson Way, Columbia, South Carolina, 26229, a phone number of 803-463-9158. Is all of that information correct?
What was the zip code again? It's
29229.
Oh, okay. That's it.
Okay.
And everything else was correct.
Okay. And an email of nancymallard53@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And it's still warm in the middle.
Okay.
But it's a lot less warm. Yes. I can leave my hand on it now. Yes, I can.
Okay.
But it shouldn't have any electricity going to it, so
no,
nothing should be catching fire.
We shouldn't have none of that.
No. Are you drinking my tea? Maybe your mama's going to come get you and you're going to be wide awake.
Boy, I know they hate that. But hey, that's not our fault. That's how we do them. We send them right on back to them. Just like that. That's what I do.
You what?
I hype my nephew some sugar right before they parents pick them up. I give them some sugar right before them parents pick them up. Hey, I had church all day.
Yeah,
so
I have him every day, and so yes. But he's drinking my sweet tea, and he's gonna be wound tight.
This is what they did without sugar, so I'm finna give you.
Baby, quit drinking my tea.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Drink your juice. Oh, that's probably not any better.
Let me get him some milk.
Yeah, just a grinning at me, but
well, it's sweet too.
Yeah,
so we just keep them hype.
It's what? You're breaking up a little bit.
And let me go back and check the date. The date your cooktop was installed was back on 38. So, as I was checking the date on when it was installed, it was on the 30th. So, it's definitely not an old installation. This is new.
Yes. It's brand new. Hang on. I'll get you some milk. Okay. I'll get you some milk, buddy. Give it to me. Give me the milk, baby. Okay. Let's wash out your cup.
No, no, don't open the milk. I'll open. Grandma, open the milk.
Yeah. I'm going to give you milk. There you go. There you go. Little milk. Milk it up. Good job. I wish his mom would have been just a little bit earlier because he has done a nasty and I've got to clean it.
Yeah, mom should have came just a tad bit early. Just a tad bit.
Yeah, she's got it timed right. Every time she's like, after I have cleaned him up, we're trying to potty train him. He should be potty trained, but he has hearing issues. And
okay.
He is on the spectrum of autism. And it's like, oh, my heavens. He's a sweet boy, though. Yes, he is.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are you home during the day? Does any day work better for you?
I am home. I would like it done if I can tomorrow. I go and pick him up because I have a Bible study on Tuesdays. So I am here, and I go pick him up about 2 o'clock, and I'm gone from 2 till 2:30, maybe quarter to 3. But that's the only time I'm gone.
Okay.
Can it be done tomorrow?
I'm going to request right now. The schedule for tomorrow is already done, but I'm going to email them and see if they can get it done tomorrow. Because right now, let's see. So what I'm going to do is go on and get you scheduled for Wednesday. Go ahead.
I'm here all day Wednesday.
Okay.
I will make sure I'm here. I've got to have my cooktop. I was without it for 3 weeks. No oven, no cooktop. Wait a minute, buddy. And the funny thing is, as soon as the day we got it put in,
Mm-hmm.
We had all kinds of vegetables for dinner. Something we hadn't, you had to put in the microwave to do it otherwise.
Right. And a microwave vegetable is not good as one that you roast in your oven or...
You are absolutely right. And I had...
or put in and simmer down.
We had fried okra. We had squash. We had a squash casserole. We were missing... 3 weeks we were missing that
right.
Okay,
so yep. I have gotten you set up for Wednesday, but like I said, I am requesting if they could come tomorrow, you'll be home up until, I'm going to say 1:30, and that way you won't be pushed
for
time.
You can even say 2, because where he's going to be, I can just call him and tell him, look, I'm going to be a little bit late, and that'll be okay too.
Okay.
So you could say, I will be here till 2:30.
Okay.
And if they can do something tomorrow, I'll be very pleased.
Okay. So they will let you know, because like I said, I'm sending this over. So we can get you taken care of, because I know what you mean. It's nothing like being without your oven.
Oh, my goodness, yes. You don't realize how much you use it until you don't have it.
Right.
I know. One day I got some chicken, and I was going to make chicken and rice, and my oldest son said, now, how are you going to cook that, Mom? And I was like, oh, and I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, they love to call us out when we mess up and tell us, what were you thinking?
Yes, you're right on that.
What you having? A senior moment? I said, yes, that's what I'm having. A senior moment, I forgot.
That's right. And we can blame it on that.
And I told them, and when you need something from me and I don't remember, I be having them senior moments.
That's right.
Well, I have gotten you all set up. Like I said, I also have requested if they can get to you tomorrow to notify you first thing in the morning, let you know whether or not they can get to you. Anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am. Just say a little prayer tonight that this is gonna nothing under there is gonna catch on fire tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Now, are you able to also unplug the unit from the wall?
No.
Okay.
No, let me see underneath. No, I can't.
Okay.
Ooh, it still smells under there like something's burning. I'm gonna touch the bottom while I got you on the phone. Now, underneath is not hot. Well, it's not hot, but the middle, it's not hot at the top anymore either. So I think I'm okay, but there is no way to unplug it. But I do have the breaker, the breaker to both the oven and the stove. There, my main breakers are off.
Okay.
I knew that. Let me double check. Oh yeah. They're all off. I don't take chances like that.
Right. So I have, like I said, sent this over with urgency. So carefully, they will go on and get this done.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome, Ms. Mallard. Is there anything else I can do for you tonight?
no, ma'am, I'm good. I'm in God's hands anyway, no matter what, right?
That's correct. He definitely will take care of us.
He does. He's so amazing.
Yes, he is.
So amazing. Thank you so much. You have a terrific week.
You do the same. You stay safe now, and thank you so much for calling us here at XPO.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.